boys were a bit shell shocked how quickly the goals came along. But I think if you look over the season, we seem to be most vulnerable when we're on a good run, because it throws up something like Saturday did when you look over the season. So it's important now that we react in the right way and get a positive result Tuesday.
If we could explain why this happens when you're on a good run, I think we'd all be very rich people and be able to go to the bookmakers and sort it out. It's one of those things that I'm sure is driving you as players and the manager quite mad this season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been one of these seasons. But I think it's, when you look at the squad's been kind of thrown together and a lot of younger heads and different things. And they'll learn from the experience of Saturday. As I say, when you look back over the season, We've put maybe 3, 4, 5 results together, and then something like that happens. But I felt in the end up we were unlucky not to take anything from the game. You know, I thought we could have nicked a point. We scored the second goal early enough in the second half to give us a chance to take a point out of the game. But it's just unfortunate we came up short in the end.
You just invariably give yourselves a bit too much to do if you go 3 down, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. 2 is always a horrible scoreline, they say in football, because the next goal is so important. The team that's 2 down, if they get 1 back, then anything can happen. But as you say, the third goal probably killed the game off, even though it came so early on in the match. But it just gave us too much.
Important that it's not doom and gloom, though, Jim, isn't it? I mean, you're 3 points out of the relegation places. You're playing against a team on Tuesday night that are second bottom of the league and desperate for points again. A victory against Oldham would change the mood again, wouldn't it?
I don't think that's something that's affected us throughout the season. You know, it's as good a dressing room as I've played in, even when we've been through bad spells in the season. So the boys aren't too down after Saturday. We went over this morning where we went wrong with the goals, etc. But apart from that, I felt we dominated the game. So Tuesday's a good game to have now. We've come off the back of a good run, and you keep thinking, right, we're going to pull away from the bottom of this league, but it's so tight. So now, tomorrow night, we have got a chance to maybe put a bit of daylight between us and a few of the teams down there.
When you look back at those goals from the weekend, I bet you didn't spend too long on the first goal, did you? It's one of those things that centre-half is never going to score again, is he?
Yeah, no, we watched it back this morning. It's a great finish. It's right in the roof of the net. There's not much that could have been done about that. Whereas we analysed the other goals a wee bit more, they were maybe a wee bit more preventable. But I think it was important we get a good reaction, even from going 3 down. And I felt that as a team, we did rally a wee bit. But as you said before, we just came up a wee bit short.
We've spoken a lot this season about the influential players in the dressing room, and Colin Doyle's definitely one. Just how gutted are you as players, with no disrespect to Dean Lynas at all, meant that he's picked up another injury?
Yeah, it's a shame, because he's probably played as a number 2 at Birmingham most these days, and was looking to come here and put a right run of games together. And the big man just seems to keep getting setback after setback. I think it was a kind of freakish thing in training on Friday. He injured the ankle that he had done before. But I don't think he's going to be out for too long. He'll maybe miss 1 or 2 games and then hopefully get him back in.
But to get Dean back, how much of a boost is that? Because he made a really good impression, didn't he, just before Christmas?
Dean came in and slotted straight into the team, as if he had been playing with us for months, you know. It's good for the boys at the back to know that they can trust the goalie behind them. And there's that good understanding there, because we've done well as a team over the course of the season defensively. We've had a lot of clean sheets and different things. And as you say, it's good to know the goalie coming in we can trust.
Big competition for places at the moment, isn't there? I mean, you look at your own position, Jim. You've been pretty much a regular all season. On the bench on Saturday, on the field, a couple of assists. It bears well, doesn't it, that you've come on and made an impact?
I couldn't really argue. I missed the Gillingham game through illness, and the boys went out and got a fantastic result against a team that was sitting top of the league. So the manager couldn't really change much going into the next game. From a personal point of view, obviously, you're disappointed to be on the bench, but you can't really have an argument. So when you're called upon to go on, it's important you make an impression. So just glad to get a couple of assists and almost help the team to get a point out of the game.
Just interested, how do you find the difference in standard from playing north of the border to playing in League One in England?
I think it's similar. I'd probably say the league's harder to play in down here, because the teams are all very similar in standard. I think up the road, obviously, you've got your Celtics, Aberdeens and Hearts are maybe that step or two ahead of everyone else in the league. But in terms of pace and the way the game's played, I think both leagues, I would say, are very, very similar. So that's probably helped me to come down and settle probably as easily as I have.
Do you think it's helped your career to have a good go at English football in this level.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was probably needing it 12 years or whatever up the road. And as I've said before, you play the teams four times a season and different things. I was probably needing something just to kind of kick us on a wee bit, a fresh start and different things. And I've thoroughly enjoyed my time so far. So hopefully take that on for the rest of the season and look into next year.
You've been due to play Oldham for ages, haven't you? You were meant to play on Boxing Day. You were meant to play them a couple of weeks ago, and both games have been called off. And you're quite a different team, aren't you, to the one that would have played them on Boxing Day now?
Yeah, I think so. Getting the two boys from Oldham have probably made us stronger. And going by what I've seen from them, it should weaken them, because I think they'd be two big players for Oldham. So it's disappointing, obviously. The game's called off Boxing Day, but the one just recently there, obviously being in the middle of a good run and you're looking to get games on, so that was probably more disappointing. That one was called off, and we could have followed up hopefully with our victory. But I say all the boys are chapping it a bit and looking forward to tomorrow night.
And if you win that game, the table will invariably look better, won't it?
Yeah, that's the incentive we've got. You think you're taking two, three, four steps forwards, and then one result throws you right back in the mix at the bottom. So I think now we see tomorrow night is an opportunity to try and get a bit of daylight between us and some of the teams down there and start looking up the league instead of down.